This is KCUR 89.3. Matt Hawkins is either an artist or a musician, depending on how you've heard of him. As an artist, he's worked with the Meisner Puppet Theater, Nintendo, and Disney. As a musician, he plays banjo and guitar in bands around Kansas City. KCUR contributor Ann Kenigendorf spoke with Hawkins about his new project that combines them all.
The title of this project seems important to understanding it.
Yeah, so it's called Words, Notes, and Drawings of Animals. The way this thing worked to me and the way it worked in my brain is, yeah, I'll write down these little phrases, and sometimes those things will end up in a song, and sometimes they'll end up in a drawing. So when I can't decide what I want to draw, or if I'm working on a song, I'll just read through this list of things I've written that for some reason have caught my ear. So they're clever, or they're just, the way the syllables work out is just nice, or something like that.
Some of the drawings and their captions are really straightforward. Like, there's one with a dachshund, and it says, "History is written by the wieners."
Right.
So, you know, okay,
yeah,
I get
some
that.
Some of them are pretty straightforward, yeah.
But then, Matt, there's the ostrich.
Uh-huh.
And the ostrich's caption is, hoagie-style bun.
Hoagie-style bun, yeah. So, if you're familiar with McDonald's, every once in a while they come out with the McRib. And they advertise it as being on a hoagie-style bun.
Oh.
And so I was at work one day, and we were talking about this, and there's two very divided camps whether, you know, that should even be eaten or not, or whether we should actually go get that for lunch. And so some people were just like, I can't, I'm not even going to listen to it. So it kind of reminded me of an ostrich, like, sticking their head in the sand, like, you know, denying that this thing even exists and that it's delicious, so...
Okay, I get
where,
it.
That's where that one came from.
The music, I just want to touch on the music also.
Yeah.
This is proper bluegrass music that you have written and that you're performing and singing.
Yeah.
So it has all the proper bluegrass elements.
For sure, yeah.
In it. Yeah. And so you have one about, of course, the devil's coming after somebody, because that's appropriate for
right.
bluegrass. And so there's a line in there about the snake tying his shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that would make a really good drawing, right?
Right, true. That started out as a political diatribe.
Oh, did it? Snakes and grass? What? That's political?
Snake in the grass, your time has come at last. Snake in the grass, tie your shoes. Snake in the grass, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run when the devil comes for you?
There's a lot about drunkenness and,
yeah.
and the girl who done you wrong.
That's true. You know, and, classics.
Right. And so it has this vibe that's not like, it's not a kid's vibe.
No, definitely. No, I would say not a kid's vibe. Yeah. It was interesting. My daughter listening to that for the first time. And there's a love song on there like that I actually wrote for my wife. She said, "Oh, you wrote that for mom. That's so sweet." Yeah. Yeah. No, and then, you know, and then the next song, she's like, "So did you drink enough beer to pass out on the lawn?" You know? And, and so... you know, like, you know, sometimes dads make mistakes too. And, no, it's funny. It's a friend of mine listened to it. Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, you got like this songwriting character." He's like, it's not you per se, but there's definitely like this character that you've created that you're writing and performing these songs through, which I thought was kind of interesting because I hadn't really thought about it at that time.
I'm pretty sure that you have been in one relationship for almost 30 years now,
yeah,
right? I mean,
yeah.
You're coming up on 30?
Yeah, yeah. We've known each other, yeah, 30 years, I think.
Okay. And so it was just kind of funny, all these songs about, you know,
right.
these girls done you wrong throughout
right.
this
think,
CD.
And that's kind of the fun part, though. It's like, I mean, you know, I haven't had my heart broken in 30 years, but I still remember what that feels like. And I can still empathize with that. But even behind, like, the stories, although they, like, didn't happen to me, and even... through the humor, I think I'm still expressing legitimate feelings that I've felt and things that I've felt and things that I see other people go through. And
drinking beer instead of mowing the grass.
Right. Well, that's
instance.
True. That one's true. I'm guilty.
That was artist and musician Matt Hawkins talking with KCUR contributor Ann Kenigendorf. The release party for Words, Notes, and Drawings of Animals is tonight. You'll find more information and photos at kcur.org.